my cough today.
Yeah, don't catch it.
Well, we're here to talk about stuff.
Finances, money.
Right, Eric?
Games,
exactly.
Losses.
Give me the money symbol.
It's all about money.
Cha-ching, 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 dropping cash register noises. Welcome to another episode of Hold My Bread. How are you fellas doing?
Good.
We've all arrived here in the studios on the streets of Wall, back in the clutches of the Trinity Building here to record.
Old Ball Street.
That's right.
Yep, Jeff did that for 20 minutes on the ride down here. Yeah. You would have thought that after 20 minutes it wouldn't be funny to him anymore, but here we are.
It wasn't.
What was it, the Fodler? The Fodler in charge, the FIOC?
The FIOC. Head Fodler in charge of Gay City.
That's Ball Street.
Ball Street, which is located in Gay City.
I'm the FIOC of Ball Street. Anyways.
Welcome to the episode. We got some hot topics. We were talking about on the walk over here. We were talking about Ripple. We were trying to sign up for Ripple. We talked about
Ripple?
How hard it is. It's very intimidating, very scary.
I think most people probably don't invest in Ripple or won't invest in Ripple just because it's a process and you're going to just give up.
It was a hard process, and I got scared.
Yeah, I felt like I was entering in the Matrix.
Yeah.
All kinds of lines.
It's like you're making a password. You just got to include this, and you got to make all this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if I want to just give this random place my money.
Well, yeah, you would think that with cryptocurrency, people already don't know what it is, and they're already a bit kind of,
it seems sketch.
Yeah, so you would think that they would make it a very easy process.
Yeah, but like the website I went to buy it, I think it looked like European, you know? And just I don't trust European
mm-hmm.
websites.
Nope.
I don't. There's something about them that's just it's off.
And
it
goes back to Putin's desk. Huh?
You don't trust European websites. You're of European descent.
Yeah, but I don't trust a European. I don't know. Their internet's weird to me.
Hey, how dare you call them of European descent? Disrespective like that.
European websites they don't look. You know, I like an American website.
I clicked on one of them. It was all in like all in Japanese or some Chinese. You know, it was all in some language I couldn't read.
Yeah. What's .com? It should be .USA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UK.co.
I pledge allegiance to US.us.
Do you know why I think that is? I bet it's because like every time I go to stream things illegally, they're always European websites.
Oh, yeah. If you want to gamble or watch something, you have to go to European
and
websites.
And those are the ones that are loaded with viruses and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It'll mess
illegal.
Up your phone. It'll mess up your computer.
Yeah. So I think that now it's like it's no European. I'm not trusting European websites. It's like that's my illegal area.
Yeah.
And now you want to link my bank to it so I can buy some Ripple coin? I don't know. I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stick to Kodak coin.
Kodak coin, yeah. I think it's for photographers only.
So that's the new cryptocurrency. Kodak has released their own, correct?
Yeah. Kodak's making their own crypto.
Yeah, it's for photographers, apparently.
Is it?
That's what their mission statement sort of made it seem like. It was like, this is for purchasing of like photography things and maybe not. I mean, I'm sure you can use it for other things, but that was like the their stock
oh,
is
only
jumped.
Yeah, their stock tripled after they announced because like you just mention a coin and everyone's like, ooh, that's going to be fresh. Yeah.
So that's where we're going with cryptocurrency. It's going to be specific to certain businesses. Like
gift cards.
Like tokens, like Disney World cash or something.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. 1 week ago, their stock, $3.12 for a share.
$3.12?
$3.12. Then they announce it. It goes up to like 12.
It's like 10 something. Like,
yeah, right now it's 10.70 right now.
Yeah.
That is a hell of a jump, boys.
Dude, that's a big jump.
Well, what's going to stop other businesses from just saying that they're going to create their own cryptocurrency if they think they're going to see a jump?
That might be the new wave.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I saw a thing on Reddit just a minute ago that said, like, GoPro. I sold my GoPro, thankfully, and I've heard rumors that GoPro might have to file for bankruptcy. They're not doing well. And somebody said, why don't they could just start their own cryptocurrency? It's like, I guess, I don't know.
It's like each company is going to have its own dollars now.
It sounds very confusing, and I don't like where we're headed.
So we're not going to have any money.
Wait till the
US
regulation
money.
Comes in.
We'll have like, hey, I got $200 of Ford bucks, then I got $15 of Hershey nuggets,
Hershey
and then I got
Hershey kisses.
I got $5
kiss coin
of McDonald's dollars, and then you can only buy candy.
You
McDonald's
think they're not
going to
call
cars?
You think they're not going to call them McBucks?
Oh, that'd be good.
Come on.
All right, McBucks.
McDollars.
What would be Domino's?
They would just be golden tickets. Because Domino's is good.
Golden tickets?
Yeah, golden breadsticks.
Nah, they'd be like
sticks.
Dama dimes.
Dama coins. Papa John's would have nothing.
Papa John's
is a middle finger.
Papa John's would just be white coins.
Nah, it'd be Papa money.
It'd be a crucifix.
Heck yeah, I got nothing but Papa money.
Papa bucks.
What about Apple? It'd be
apples.
Apple Pay.
just 30 more minutes of examples.
Yeah, GoPro. I heard GoPro. I'm glad I sold my GoPro. I would take a. I mean, I've heard it's not the GoPros. You said it. You were right. You were like, "What is GoPro?" Because they don't make a huge thing.
GoPro's boring. It's just a little camera you can put on your forehead.
Yeah, but it's like a thing for like.
I don't care.
Have you ever been on vacation? Because if you're not going on vacation with four cameras strapped to you,
I don't ski.
Are you even on vacation?
If I don't ski, I don't need a GoPro. GoPro is none of
skateboarding.
If I don't ski or hang glide,
boats,
it's useless.
People that have drones like GoPro.
Oh, yeah. I got to show my drone shots.
Yeah.
Just tape a phone to a helicopter.
Jackass. You know, you put them on the inside of your car, you tape yourself driving.
See, what a dumb thing. I hope they go out of business.
Well, I think they might.
Sick of these little square cameras.
I wonder if Amazon could buy GoPro. Well, how wild would that be?
They might as well.
Do you think so?
What do they have to lose? Just buy it.
Hey,
they should just buy any business that's failing.
GoPro coin.
I mean, what does Amazon have as far as cameras? They could use it, right?
As far as Amazon cameras?
Yeah, it's like, well, we sell a GoPro exclusively now.
That's true.
I don't know. But yeah, Kodak. I mean, it's a little late for Kodak to get in on that dip, I guess, but it's just, you know, surprising. It could go up. Who knows?
So it's just you have Kodak money, and you can only use it for Kodak products.
Kodak,
I'll buy a bet it's going to be like a discount if it's like, hey, it's $30 or, you know.
Yeah, but if no one's buying Kodak to begin with, it doesn't matter if you have your own money or not. You're not generating any interest in your products.
So are they they're just, I guess.
I mean, they were trading at $3 a share, and now they jump up just because they announced
Kodak's
that there's
timeless.
There's a more difficult way to buy their products that nobody wanted to begin with.
Or it's like a better, I see what you're saying, they could just sell it for that price.
Right.
Kodak's,
as opposed to the Kodak money price.
Kodak CEO Jeff Clark said in a press statement, it says right here, for many in the tech industry, blockchain and cryptocurrency are hot buzzwords, but for photographers, we've long struggled to assert control over their work and how it is used. These buzzwords are the keys to solving what felt like an unsolvable problem.
Oh, really?
So apparently Bitcoin or Kodak coin or whatever the hell.
Oh, I get it.
Explain it to
me. So in order for like freelance photographers to get paid, they're going to be using this particular currency.
They have their own currency.
That makes more sense.
Because a lot of people will use photos. They just take off the internet.
Yeah.
And
right.
Nobody gets paid because there's just so many stock photos. That happened to, what's his face? The guy that made the Obama change poster. Shepard Fairey, the Obey guy. He got in trouble because he used a photo from some freelance guy
yeah.
and didn't get permission.
Yeah, you're right. I wonder if that guy made any. He like tried to sue them. I think.
There was a big lawsuit.
I wonder if he got anything out of it.
No, I don't think he did. It ended up getting dropped because it wasn't worth it. But it was a big how do you do.
Kodak Coin's initial coin offering opens on January 31st under SEC guidelines. The security token, and it's open to U.S., U.K., Canadian, and other investors.
So it's a security measure. So Shepard Fairey would have been fine if he would use Kodak money back in the day, and they had Kodak.
I wonder if we buy Kodak Coin. Is there any benefit to that?
If we have Kodak coin?
If we want to buy
photos.
Yeah, a photo for your website or something like that. Instead of going through maybe like a third-party website where you have to buy someone's product, you can go directly, I guess, give them the Kodak money, go, I guess, directly to whoever the photographer's website is, perhaps.
And then you give them the Kodak coin.
Is Kodak coin going to go up like Bitcoin and all that? Like, will it fluctuate how much it's worth?
Yeah, but I think it'll drop back down. I think we think that it would have to. You probably see a jump, and then it'll steady out.
Yeah, steady out, because you can only buy one thing with it. Bitcoin, you're supposed to be able to buy everything. Mm-hmm. So Bitcoin should be a huge. Kodak coin's like, it's just a little photo money. I just got a little bit of photo money. I just got a little pocket full of photo money, so I'm not doing too well. But I got some photo money.
My landlady loves to take photos, so I just pay rent in Kodak coin.
There you go. Yeah. Just buy her photos.
Yeah, buy yourself some rolls of film.
Yeah, here you go. Here's some Kodak money.
Exactly.
So Kodak is up, but I did read that Hershey is down. It fell 2.6%, and the reason is people don't think that people want to eat candy anymore.
I like candy.
Do you guys, what kind of candy do you guys like, though? Do you like chocolate?
I'm a chocolate man.
I mean, I'm a sucker for chocolate-covered pretzels. That's where I go.
Yeah, see, chocolate's normally not my candy of choice. I like you had some Skittles that you were eating here
sour
in the studio.
Skittles.
I'm a fan of Skittles.
That's
I like Sour Patch Kids.
That's candy.
Sometimes you want something sour.
Well, that's chocolate is an old divorced woman's candy.
How dare you? I like to have some red wine and dark chocolate.
I think you're thinking of caramel. Like those hard caramels.
Old people.
Yeah, you're right.
Chocolate is
for adults.
It's for the elite adults.
Oh, I'm sorry. Some of us have dogs. I don't, but some of us probably do.
Whatever. That's why chocolate's for the elites, because, the dogs can't eat it.
Yeah, grapes. They can't eat grapes either. They don't, you know. Rich,
well, they
said
they
love getting fed grapes and eating chocolate because the poor dogs can't.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of snacks, I'm not much of a candy guy to begin with. I like the savory more than the sweet. Mm. But the entire article was talking about how people in general are just finding healthier snacks. They're not eating garbage anymore, which is odd because we've talked about like some of these fast food chains that are going up, like Wendy's and
McDonald's.
Taco Bell. McDonald's is going up.
Yeah.
So you would think, I guess people are snacking healthier, but still eating like shit for their meals.
I think one of the reasons McDonald's is going up so well, though, is because they've been like secretly on the side here making a bunch of money. They're obviously doing the thing where they do breakfast all day or whatever, but they also have like, I've seen healthier, quote unquote, healthier options at McDonald's. I guess people are really taking advantage of making your own burger and like making it healthy and having avocado and chili.
But it's not actually healthy. Like the salads are probably more unhealthy than the burgers sometimes. By the time you throw the dressing and stuff on there, all that sugar in the dressing, it's not really that healthy.
I mean, it's still going to be better for you than a burger. All that grease and the meat and the fake cheese and the fake bread.
Well, what do you want? You want some McDonald's air, Eric? Can McDonald's please you? They're trying.
Look, if I'm going to McDonald's, I'm going to eat like shit because I'm at a McDonald's. I'm not going to pretend to eat well and eat an unhealthy salad there. I'll just go all out and eat like shit.
Have you tried to go to McDonald's and have a nice, healthy day?
Jeff, look at my physique.
It looks like you eat nothing but McDonald's salads.
McDonald's, you know, there's a McDonald's salad you can get that I think has chopped up hamburger patty in it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, gross.
So like people on lunch, on their lunch break, they go eat a big old giant burger, but then in between, over the course of the day, they eat nuts.
Mm-hmm. Almonds, that's a big snack. I see a lot of people with almonds.
Yep, those little almond bars, which, you know, they put chocolate on the bottoms. You notice that? A lot of these healthy little granola bars,
yeah, they're not as healthy as they seem. Yeah.
So Hershey's may not take a big hit, but I bet like Sour Patch Kids Skittles, you're all on your way out.
I mean, that's so much sugar. I feel like I ate a handful of those Skittles. I feel like my teeth are rotting out already, so it's bad. I love it, but, you know, I'm with you. Chocolate's good, but I think...
Yeah?
I've tried to do the healthy snacks. It's very difficult.
What's
like,
a
I've
healthy
done the,
snack?
Like almonds. I see a lot of people will eat almonds, especially, like, unsalted almonds, but then you're just eating them, and you're like, what am I doing? I'm just eating unsalted almonds? And plus, they're $4,000 a bag. Almonds aren't cheap.
Yeah, invest in almonds. Because almonds are about to go up. Because these healthy snacks, people are going to want to buy healthy snacks. Almonds are usually the go-to.
That's true. What's a good, like...
buy nuts.
Trail mix. Invest in trail mix.
Invest in nuts. Macadamia.
Yeah. Pecans.
Ooh, money nut.
Pistachios. Ooh, pistachio. That's a
good...
Cashews? That's my favorite nut.
Oh, pistachio is a terrible snack food, though. It takes you forever to get through the pistachios.
That's the point.
That's
it slows you down.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's not a good on-the-run food.
No, you sit at a desk and you crack them. I mean, you know, it slows your fat little body down, so you're wasting energy just cracking the pistachio, but you're still chewing because you're bored and staring at the screen.
I dated a girl that used to crack those with her teeth, man.
Ew.
You can you believe that?
You open with your fingers.
Yeah, exactly. I just used to open with her teeth.
Don't you love cracking them and sucking that little nut out of there?
And you're like, I can't crack them with my teeth. I had some Skittles and my teeth have fallen out of my head.
I love cracking them and just sucking that nut out.
Yeah, you crack the little nut, you suck the nut out, and there's the elephant guy, he's in the room.
People look at me sometimes like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just over here trying to get this nut, you know?
Yeah. You know? And then you got that the voice of the elephant man. You see the elephant pistachio commercials? He's a balding guy, but he's an elephant. Mm. You know, man, he's there.
I love candied pecans. Those are good. There's a nice healthy little maybe.
You can do a lot with nuts.
Yeah, you can.
So
crush them up, make them into butter.
Cover them in chocolate.
Nut butter.
Nut-covered chocolates.
Nut-chocolate?
Chocolate-covered nuts.
Yeah, there you go. Nut-covered chocolates. That's not a snack. That's a prank that you pulled on someone.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hey, it looks...
Way to go. Clearly blue.
I'm sorry. Did you start off the podcast by saying ball street?
I dance around
also,
it.
Also, you just talked about sucking nuts out of things.
I was dancing around it.
Yeah, you're very graceful.
Eric's out here talking about... orgasming over my chocolatey treats.
Now I'm just looking forward to going home and eating some chocolate-covered pretzels.
My God.
All right, so we need to identify healthy snacks, the companies that make those, and invest them.
What's that one, Kashi? Isn't Kashi?
Kashi's big.
Yeah. That's a big Target brand. They're in Targets, I think.
Kashi's in Targets?
Yeah,
Target.
Especially this time of year, because before we went on, we were kind of talking about it in terms of, like, things that you would invest in that would, like, go along with people's New Year's resolutions. Obviously, a lot of people want to eat healthier, so you find the companies that make healthy snacks. I don't know about gym memberships, like particular gyms, if you wanted to invest in them.
Yeah, you can invest in...
There's always that first of the year bump when everyone's like, well, all the new people are here. I'm fucking here all the time, and you're here because it's the first of the year. Yeah. So,
and you'll be gone in six weeks.
You'll be gone in 6 weeks. Take your fat ass home. All right, I will. You're right.
My gosh. Yeah, I do. Yeah, Kashi, they're a good one, I think.
People are doing that Sober January. That's causing the dips, maybe. Anheuser-Busch is down right now, down 36% today.
Is it really?
Wait, hold on.
Let me see.
They dropped
I could be running it wrong. It could be... sorry, 0.36. My bad. Didn't mean to scare everyone.
All right. I was like, damn, how many people are doing sober January?
Didn't mean to scare everybody.
Yeah, the whole...
Opened at 1:15, closed at 1:13.
Are you boys doing sober January?
I'm not drinking, but I am... I mean, you know me. I get stoned and watch Planet Earth. So I'm doing that, but I've been drinking.
That sounds nice.
But is your plan not to drink for January, or you just haven't done it yet?
I mean, I just haven't. I've had the opportunity, and I've turned it down. So I'm just not, you know?
Yeah. I need to start getting a little healthier. I cooked today, so.
Yeah, well, tell people what you cooked. He's like, he says I need to get healthier, but he just threw a bunch of nonsense in a pot.
I made a weird stew.
Yeah, your base of this is vinegar.
It was ground. It's ground chicken, and then vinegar, and then soy sauce.
Is ground chicken just chicken that you found on the ground?
No, it's like ground up.
Oh, ground chicken. Someone just dropped this chicken.
Ground up chicken. I saw a grocery store. I was like, well, I want the healthier chicken. And then I want ground beef.
What do you call a chicken with no legs? Ground chicken.
There you go.
Booyah.
And then so I put in like vinegar and then soy sauce.
That's a lot of salt already.
Sriracha.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
And then
no stock.
Butter. I put some butter in there. And then I put in Brussels sprouts, mushrooms, and tomatoes. And then I stewed it up.
How long did you cook it for?
I don't know. Until like a while. Until I was like, it's probably done.
I like the thought process of if you just put Brussels sprouts in it, it becomes healthy.
That's healthy.
All that other shit in there.
And mushrooms.
Did you cook the chicken before you threw it in the stew?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I just don't eat raw chicken.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine.
This is raw chicken vinegar stew.
Yeah. It was, you know, it tastes pretty sriracha.
That sounds like a stew they made in, like, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. It's an old medieval stew.
Exactly.
They go out there and get the sriracha.
Chopped up horse hooves.
Yeah. They just douse it in some soy. And
an arrowhead from war.
A little bit of butter. I also had the, like, healthy cereal, granola cereal stuff. That's good.
You know what sucks, though, is, like, all this stuff is, like, it pretends to be healthy. Like, I love mini-wheats. I feel like I'm doing a good job when I eat mini-wheats, but they're not good for me.
The frosted mini-wheats?
Yeah, I eat chocolate frosted mini-wheats. I'm like, these are so good for me. But really, it's just like, these are so delicious.
Yeah, and then the milk is nothing but sugar at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that frost.
Cereal's a real killer, man. I love cereal, too.
Cereal's the one thing that I actually like the healthier ones. Mm-hmm. More.
What?
I do.
I do, too.
Grape nuts? I like grape nuts.
Yeah, I got into the healthier chills. Cereals. Yeah, I got this one granola one. It's just a big soaking thing of granola. It's like a soup.
Yeah.
It's not even like a cereal's floating in it. It's just like wet granola.
The only unhealthy cereal that I really like is Fruity Pebbles. But then outside of that, it's mostly just healthy cereals.
I love all of it. I love Fruity. I love chocolate.
Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, Reese's Puffs.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, French Toast Crunch.
Hey, look and see what Kellogg's trade net.
All right,
let's take a peek at that. Give me some numbers on Kellogg's since we're talking about cereal.
Hit me with Kellogg's.
Yep.
All right. Hold
Kellogg's
on.
Is.
Take a hit. Take a guess. Not hit. Take a guess.
Take a guess on Kellogg's. Yeah. I'm gonna say $13.50.
Wow, you have no respect for Kellogg's.
Am I way low?
23.
No respect for Kellogg's.
Way low.
Kellogg's 67.02.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are actually. They're bigger than cereal. 52-week
high. 76. Yeah, Kellogg's is broader than just cereal. They do more than just cereal.
They also have, like, snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Healthier snacks. Kellogg's probably makes healthy snacks. Probably going to be going up.
Yeah. We just got to...
Play both sides of it. Play those people that are still eating unhealthy and the people that are going healthy.
Yeah. Kellogg's. You give them their sugary cereals and you give them your healthy cereals.
Shittery.
Choice.
Shittery.
Choose. Yeah. Choice. Make a choice.
I got some bad news for you, boys.
What?
I know how much you love to be sexy and wear your sexy underwears, but apparently Victoria's Secret sales were declined more than ever in 2017.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know that.
What do you think the reason behind that is?
Can the lingerie giant turn it around? I don't know. I feel like Victoria's Secret was like very big the last couple of years, but I don't know if they're necessarily... granted, I'm not very hip. I don't have my pulse on what's hot in lingerie, but I don't feel like they're innovating. They're probably not...
Innovating.
They're probably, you know...
How come they're not... They took the crotch out.
Exactly.
Why not the back part, too?
Is that... Yeah. That's all the meetings? You're like, all right, I got an idea. We took the crotch out. What if we... put it back in.
Well,
what do we put the crotch back in? Take out the back part. No,
half crotch. Half crotch.
Nipples. Take the nipples out of the bras. Take free the nipples. Just cut out the nipple. That's what the men want.
Just all these random fidgets. What if we take out one nipple and then half of the crotch?
Take out one nipple, put in a USB so you can charge your phone.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's put a little cord in these lingeries. I think because lingeries are like for, it's a married couple thing, and nobody gets married anymore.
Well, they stopped.
Well, that's not true. People still get married.
Yeah, but like it's not as it used to be. Like, how many?
Well, people are just getting married older.
And like some not at all. How many married friends do you have?
I don't know, a few.
Yeah, how many married friends do you think your dad had?
A lot.
Exactly.
Were you saying my dad was more popular than I am?
Yeah. The point is, you have no friends.
Well, hey, you know, how many weddings did you guys...
The point is, you're out. Your dad's in. Your dad's on the podcast
exactly.
Now.
Yeah. Have him bring his friends. You nerd.
How many weddings have you guys been to in your whole life?
A handful.
I didn't go to college, so I feel like by going to college, you meet a lot of successful people. I didn't go to college, so I've only been to, like... one or two weddings.
Yeah, but like millennials don't get married as much. Or they do way
later.
Still,
I feel like a lot of people I went to high school with, I guess, maybe. And
it's
like,
not
and,
as big as it
friends,
used to be.
I guess so.
So, and to me, lingerie and Victoria's Secret, that's like a married couple, like, you know, I got my sexy in the
I mean,
on.
I like lingerie. I'm not going to
lie
to
you. Well, while we're talking about weddings really quick, this quick thing here that I saw, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, he said that you shouldn't buy an engagement. So the average cost of an engagement ring, people spend $5,000 on an engagement ring, which seems insane.
That's about all I'm worth right now.
He was saying to take that money. Take the money that you would spend on an engagement ring and invest it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, because the point is you're building your future right. with this person, so you shouldn't get a ring. You should invest that money and work on your future together. So he is suggesting just get rid of the engagement ring altogether or spend severely less on it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too. I mean, it's like you start off your relationship with either, hey, look, I'm investing in our future, or hey, look, I've got a bill to pay.
I don't understand why people have those large weddings. Just take the money you're going to spend on that and put it in as a down payment on an apartment or a house.
I mean, but that doesn't a cool. I mean, I don't
it's
know if
nice.
I
was just, it's nice. It's a dream.
I don't know if I want to get married.
You don't remember being a little girl thinking about your wedding?
That flowing dress. Everyone's there to see you. Your special day.
Eric.
You
still have a beard. You have a beard with long blonde hair.
You get to
yes,
throw the,
mother.
Throw the bouquet.
Stop kissing your teddy bears.
Yeah. Throw cake in your lover's face.
Ah. All right.
It's an event. It's a life event.
Guys,
I mean,
will you come to my wedding?
Yeah, please. Absolutely. I'll be your bride of honor. Maid of honor. Yes, absolutely. We're going to support Victoria's Secret. Get you some lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
I like lingerie. I think lingerie is great. I don't expect it, or I totally get when people are like, fuck it, but.
Yeah, nobody does lingerie.
It's like a
anymore.
Nice treat. Yeah,
we're
it's a, nice
a Tinder
treat,
society. We yeah. swipe, walk over either to your place at 1 in the morning,
yeah.
have sex. Is there no need for, like,
please.
Candles and lingerie?
I just love these sweeping claims that you make. You're like, nobody gets married. Nobody buys lingerie yeah. anymore. Millennials hate water.
We just fuck and then go and we just, you know, leave and don't come back.
I project.
Yeah, well, they stopped making bathing suits in 2016, I guess, which was not a good sign. You don't want to pull back on something that was once a big moneymaker for them. I guess they weren't making enough money off of it, but...
They stopped making bathing suits.
Victoria's Secret stopped making bathing suits in 2016. That seems like a huge...
because no one was buying Victoria's...
I guess not. Nobody wants their bathing suits. But do you think they would be able to do that? Because, again, I don't know much about bras and lingerie, but a lingerie just seems like a bathing suit that's not...
Well, the
yeah.
materials...
Yeah,
right,
but I
like,
think also...
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bra, If, you know, make it a different material, there you go. You designed a bathing suit.
That's, like, old stuff, though, you know? Going to the beach with, like a Victoria's Secret bathing suit, looking all sexy on the beach with his families around.
Hey.
Put on a one-piece. You know, put a one-piece on. Get
Grandpa's,
your butt in the water.
Get your butt in the water! You sound like a dad. Look, I didn't drive all this way for you to be horseplay. Get out there and join the water. I don't care if it's cold.
Got all your parts hanging out in your sexy lingerie bathing suit.
Yeah.
Get that out of it. Put on a one-piece, get a corn dog, get your butt in the water.
I mean, the brand is created...
What beach are you going to? Just corn dogs on the ready?
I go to Coney Island only.
Yeah, have you ever been... Yeah, for real.
I swim in that gross Coney Island water.
Well, we've already, we're, what are we, what is this, the 10th, 10 days into the new year, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos outgates his Bill Gates. This is what he's $105 billion net worth. I guess he's the wealthiest man now.
What were you saying he makes a day now in 2018?
It said, I don't even know what it said. It said something like
$600 million a day, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I'll find it. Hang
but
on.
That's like, nah, he's not just like bringing that in. That's like the company's all, you know, eating that.
I don't know.
It has to be. There's no way this man's just $600 million a day.
I mean, he's eclipsed Bill Gates as the wealthiest man. So
if I was making $600 million a day, I'd eat people.
I mean, how do you think look at an old picture of Jeff Bezos.
You would eat other people on the wealthy list?
Bring me a person.
Yeah.
Jeff, there's no way. I got the money.
I'm number three on the list now because I ate number four.
People say, if you eat another billionaire, you get their money and their business.
But you have to eat it like within a certain amount of time, like one of those food challenges.
Yeah. You got to have a certain amount of time to eat the full billionaire.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you fail.
Yeah, everyone's always talking about eat the rich. How about the rich eat the rich?
Yeah, and then we get one rich person, and he's just a big fat guy who ate a bunch of billionaires. He's like, well, I'm worth $1 trillion.
All right. Wow. So people say eat the rich. Do you think rich people taste better than poor people?
Absolutely.
I mean, what was your reason? They have a better diet?
I would disagree.
Yeah, healthier.
That's what I mean. They're healthier, but fat people eat garbage. They're fatter. It's
exactly.
Like veal.
Yeah. If you're eating something out in the wild, it's gamey.
It's like a fat pig.
Yeah, rich people probably taste gamey. Poor people taste like a nice, succulent little piggy.
Yeah, rich people run. That's tough meat. All
muscle. We're sitting around just getting all soft.
Yeah, exactly.
Filled with butter.
Like foie gras.
Yeah, but don't they
I'm all buttery over here.
Yeah, exactly.
You can take a little bite out of this and be like, tastes like sriracha and butter.
Yeah, but okay, so when they talk about, like, for instance, semen.
My God.
wait. Now,
I'm sorry, what podcast am
do
I
you
on?
Mean cum, or do you mean, like, people at sea?
I mean cum.
We're at full tilt.
Yeah. So they say if you eat fruits and stuff like that, your cum generally tastes better. If you eat garbage, your cum generally tastes worse. So wouldn't that be the same for the entire body?
I don't know. I'm not going to eat their cum.
Yeah, I've never had a cow's cum.
You don't think you're going to eat your...
I'm not going to eat poor people cum, Eric. I'm going to eat their bodies.
You don't think you're going to eat the cum? Next thing you know, you're eating the cum.
Everybody goes into this thinking they're not going to eat it, and you end up eating it.
My God. You have deer cum? Way better than pig cum.
Exactly. You add that in your stew.
Yeah. Michael, went full into that
we
one,
really
huh?
Yeah, did.
Jeff Bezos is making $600 million a day, and Eric's over here talking about eating his cum.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, I bet he's got, it's probably, he's rich. It's probably good cum.
Yeah? I bet he'd have it delivered to your doorstep.
Just a drone dropping cum on my doorstep?
What the heck? It's from Bezos.
Bill Gates, as of January 9th, Bill Gates is listed as, on Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, which I'm also on, as being worth a measly $93.3
billion.
Which puts him number two on the list behind Bezos. Bezos has $150 billion. Fuck me.
$150 billion?
Yeah. Warren Buffett, number three, $87.3 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, number four, $77.3.
$150 billion?
And
you can buy so
Spanish
much
retail
that.
Magnate Amancio Ortega is number four. Who's Amancio Ortega?
If I had $150 billion, I'd buy the White House.
Okay. I mean, it's not for sale.
Not yet.
Everything's for sale.
Amancio Ortega is a Spanish business tycoon. He's the founder and former chairman of Inditex Fashion Group, best known for its chain of Zara. I didn't know that.
I've heard of Zara.
I like Zara. I wonder how much stock Zara is. I like Zara.
What is Zara fashion-y stuff?
Yeah, it's clothes. I get a lot of my clothes from there.
There's a Zara right down the street from here.
Is it high end?
It's like H&M above H&M, like better than H&M.
You don't want to do H&M right now.
You know, maybe buy H&M.
Yeah, we're running out of time. We should talk about H&M. I feel like that's a pretty big story.
Yeah.
They are
we'll talk about H&M.
Are coming under some heat.
Yeah. Did their stock take some hits from that?
I don't know if it did immediately, but I would imagine that it will. That generally is what happens when there's some sort of controversy.
Did you see The Weeknd was like, I will no longer be working with him?
Oh, The Weeknd pulled? Oh, once you start getting people pulling.
He used to have a fashion, like a line of clothing with them, and he was like, I'm done with them.
Well, let's tell a story for people who may not have heard it.
Wait, hold on, the backlash is coming.
Can
I make one joke? What was his line of fashion? What, sweatpants and t-shirts? Weeknd clothes?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yep, that was it. That was worth it.
It's for divorced dads just to see their kids on the weekend.
Yeah. These are my weekenders.
Yep, it's just gray sweatpants and flip-flops.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm. That sounds comfortable.
Yeah, this is the weekend clothes.
Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
So what? The story is that H&M.
Yeah, continue this racially insensitive story while Jeff's over here making these.
Right.
Fucking...
While you just laugh and cackle in the background.
Yeah. And the weekend joke. That's a fun joke. Go on.
So H&M is under some fire because what they had a child model. So they have a line of sweatshirts. What was the sweatshirt said? It's the coolest monkey in the forest?
It was the coolest monkey in the jungle. It was like a cute little black baby. He was beautiful, nice little boy. And then he looked like just a cute, great little kid. And then they have him wearing this green sweatshirt that said the coolest monkey in the jungle, which is just... How is
nobody caught it.
Nobody.
It's completely baffling to me that someone wouldn't be like, this doesn't seem like a great idea.
But it's like stuff like that happens all the time, not necessarily with race, but it's like the whole the Bud Light thing where their whole ad for like a couple months was like, take no out of your vocabulary. Say yes to anything. Do you remember that?
No. Oh, yeah, I kind of, yeah.
And nobody was like, this is maybe not great. And it went on for like a couple months, and then people were like, this is not great.
Yeah, it can slip by.
Yeah, I mean,
if there's a video of that CEO giggling, perks.
Yeah.
You can't get all up. He's giggling. But if they play dumb, they're going to have to really play dumb.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you do? Do you play dumb or do you own it?
What do you think he's going to own it and be
if
like...
If you're H&M.
I mean, came out and apologized and said
did
that
they...
Did yeah.
They did. I don't know what their apology was, though.
I didn't read it.
I'm sure it was
not
good enough.
I don't remember what it is, but yeah, they came out and said that...
There's no way it was good enough.
Yeah. Anyway, so H&M will probably... I would assume that it'll drop somewhat, so if you're looking to, I guess, get H&M at a discount...
Get in on that dip.
Good for you.
Yeah, there's that a dip.
Yeah, there's always a dip.
Because H&M will come back.
Of course. It's like EA. We were talking about EA a couple episodes back because they did that thing with that video game. Their stock dipped a little bit, which I think it dipped because not because they lost money on the video game necessarily, but I think it's because like their stockholders were like, oh, you're caving, getting rid of these. You're going to get rid of the microtransactions. You're caving. So I think that hurt their stock, but they're up.
They're back up.
Yeah, they're back up by a lot. So if you bought the EA dip when that whole drama was going on, you made a little bit of quiche.
So it's probably going to be an H&M dip, and then they'll go back up because people forget over time.
Right.
And nothing makes you forget more than like a new top, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. New pair of clothes.
Walking by that storefront and like, ah, but I like the shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to buy it. I like it.
I mean, I haven't shopped at H&M in a while. Like Zara and Topshop. Those are the places I get. Just because I feel like H&M doesn't last long, so I'm willing to spend a little money on Topshop and Zara because I feel like it lasts me a little bit longer, so it's worth it in the long run.
I don't know. I just don't really wash my clothes so they last a decent amount of time.
Good strategy.
Yeah, that's a safe bet. All right, well, do you want to talk about the Intel thing real quick, and then we'll wrap it up?
All right, go ahead.
We didn't really talk much about the H&M thing, but I guess we did. We covered it pretty well.
Well, yeah, do the Intel...
So there's, I mean, I don't know how this hasn't happened yet, but it's like almost like they're debating on whether or not it's insider trading or not, and I don't know much about it, but it sounds like it's just straight up insider trading. So there's a huge flaw in some of the Intel chips, and they knew about it allegedly, and they're one of the CEO of the company sold off a ton of his money. He saved himself like $24 million by selling a bunch of his stock before this news came out, and obviously it's clear he knew something was going to come out, so he sold all of his money. A lot of his stock. He saved $24 million, and
I read that was it was supposed to be like a scheduled sell off anyway.
Yeah, but and then even if they fine him, like if the SEC fines him, it's gonna be a fraction of what he saved. So it's like fuck. It's like what we were talking about last week. It's like they're just criminals and they're just gonna get away with it.
Well, I mean, if it was a scheduled sell off, and then apparently that glitch, somebody just discovered. It's been around since like the late 90s.
Really?
Yeah, like I think the NSA and CIA have been using it. Huh. They were using this glitch, and like Intel just kind of let them, and they're like, "You're just gonna let us use this glitch?"
Yeah.
Don't say it. Then some internet person like found it.
I'm really counting on. I mean, we talk about. I feel bad because we talk about it every episode, but the AMD it keeps climbing a little bit slowly, slowly, slowly. I'm hoping it's gonna pop in these next couple days. I thought the Intel thing would really help, but. But yeah, and the guy was like on the cover of Intel, like on some Business Insider magazine, like a day after this whole rumor of insider trading came out. I just thought that was a huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to see him be like, it's inside the box, Intel, and it's like you're in a lot of shit right now. You should be on the front of this magazine.
That goofball.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. See, I don't. See, with Intel, it's different. Cause like you know, this can blow over. And then if you're, like, building a computer, which I, like, never do.
Right.
And then somebody was like, hey, you want to use an Intel processor? I'm like, I don't know. Is it is it good or what do I?
Well, it's like.
And then they're like, it's got that glitch. I'm like, oh, I want anything with a glitch.
No glitches.
Yeah, you don't want a glitch.
No.
You know, if it hurts performance.
Yeah.
But clothing, it's all it's got to do is cover your body.
Mm-hmm. No glitches in clothes.
So. That's one thing. They'll come back. Intel may not come back.
Maybe they'll pair with Victoria's Secret, make bras with chips in them.
Oh, Victoria's Secret?
Yep.
Yeah, they're done. Get them out of here anyways.
No, no. I like
them. I need a lingerie. Well,
I mean, this sounds like a man who's never seen a woman in lingerie before.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's a nice treat.
It's a nice little treat.
It's a nice little treat.
$60 treat? You know, chocolate you could buy for $60?
It's a nice little treat.
That's a treat.
Put on some candles. Put on lingerie. There's no lingerie for men.
Yeah, there is.
What is it?
Just like crotchless, like thing.
Yeah, they have fancy underwears and
yeah, silk boxers with your butt hanging out.
Silk boxers with your butt hanging out.
Tight little man undies.
Those don't sound
nice.
Sexy. I got a nice pair of Calvin's Klein underwear. Those are nice, but it's not like
they make tiny little man undies.
I would call it lingerie. That doesn't sound like lingerie. It just sounds
What's
like fancy.
Lingerie to you?
I mean, have you ever seen ladies in garters and corsets
like the
and
little,
stuff?
Like the little, the
I'm not
silk.
Saying I want to wear a garter and corset, but I'm just saying there's no real equivalent.
The wiener sock thing. Your wiener like the felt
cock
sock.
Cock socks are not lingerie.
That's kind of like lingerie.
Cock socks.
What's lingerie to you for the male body?
I'm just saying it doesn't really exist.
I'll toss some lace on you. I'll call you lingerie. There you go.
Don't call me lingerie.
I'll call you lingerie.
You can call me Al.
Hey,
all right.
Boy, someone's got to do the lingerie.
All right. Final,
that's French for lingerie.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Look out for healthy snacks. Keep an eye on H&M dip.
Kodak, cryptocurrency's out.
Yep, cryptocurrency. Kodak's probably going to do well because actually when they talk about it being four photos, that makes sense. Now.
Maybe next week we'll attempt to sign up for Ripple.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I mean, that's going to be my goal. So.
I think if I do it with you guys, I'll be less scared.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I got scared when I was alone.
I know, it's very intimidating.
Yeah, it's got like there's a German flag on the website. I'm like, what the heck is that doing there?
But I think it could be good. It's one of those things where if we take the risk, it could pay off.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I just don't like flags on websites.
Yeah, that's never good. Well, especially when the website is like, we do not endorse this necessarily. Use this at your own risk. We do not endorse them, but we will work with them. And you're like, that's not great.
You don't want a flag on a website. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thanks for listening. Hold My Bread. That's another episode. Email us at holdmybread@gmail.com. I appreciate your emails.
And bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.